almost 20,000 refugees have now arrived in Ireland from Ukraine, with thousands more expected as people continue to flee the war. But while Ireland has opened its doors to those in need, with thousands of accommodation pledges being made, some have not been accepted and others have been withdrawn by the property owners. The Irish Red Cross is organising the accommodation support. Its Secretary General Liam O'Dwyer joins us now. Liam, welcome to the programme and thank you for speaking to us once again. At this stage, how many pledges, what's the scale of pledges of accommodation being made to you, and how many of those are you finding are being delivered on and can be taken up?
Well, I mean, the figure is we've 23,000 pledges at this stage, and they're broken ultimately into vacant pledges and then shared pledges. The vacant pledges, the government asked us to focus on those initially because they would be the easiest ones to place people in. So the process we follow then is the Irish Defence Forces are ringing and they're contacting each of the pledgers, and they're finding out if the pledge is still available, and they're finding out then would they accept a review and assessment of the house. Mm-hmm. And also we asked at a certain stage, look, would you take somebody in immediately if there was a need for that? So those calls, which were just 5,700, have been made. And then out of those assessments then to be carried out, there were the 1,000 assessments, which are either they have been carried out or they are being carried out at the moment. But look, we've done this before. This isn't the first time the Irish Red Cross has done this. And we always understand that some people change their mind. Sometimes we're too slow, which is the other side of it, because we follow a process and some people have come to informal relationships and arrangements. Mm-hmm. And they work too. I mean, that's a very good thing about Ireland. People immediately see a need, they meet somebody and they bring them in.
Yeah.
Has happened as well.
Of those, what I think you said 24,000 pledges, how many haven't worked out?
Well, in terms of the, if you take just the vacant ones, and you're talking then about 5,700, because that's what we've focused on initially. Mm-hmm. And then of those, 597 people have simply changed their minds and said, look, doesn't no longer suit us, which is normal enough from our perspective. And people's circumstances change and change quite quickly. And then uncontactable then would be 2,454. And by that I mean we phoned them three times, or the Defence Forces have phoned them three times, and they phoned them on a Saturday as well. So these are the type of, I suppose, the situations that you face when you're running a voluntary offer like the Register of Pledges.
So about 3,000 either are withdrawn or you couldn't contact the person that that they weren't available. So I suppose what that underlines is there's still a very great need here for property for the numbers that are expected to arrive.
Oh, there really is. And I mean, I know the government are very focused on it because they realise they've got very high numbers of people coming in, and the vacant properties are critical to that because you can move people in fairly immediately. Mm. So that's the first priority. And then the last couple of days, we've started phoning the shared pledgers. And that's a much larger group. That's 16,000 people. And just to be sure, number one, people are still engaged, and then number two, that people understand that if there's children involved, Garda Betting will be involved as well, and just to explain that process to people.
Right, and just before I let you go, for those who would like to make an offer of accommodation, how can they go about that, Liam?
Just look at the Register of Pledges on the Irish Red Cross website.
All right, thank you very much for that. The General Secretary of the Irish Red Cross, Liam O'Dwyer.